Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is already the 12th day of November 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Huge news on multi fronts. Sean Hannity over the weekend got confronted at a big book signing with hardcore information about how he's a fake conservative and how real conservatives, real libertarians, true classical liberals are sick of their false left-right controlled paradigm. And the young men that did this did just a fabulous job. It's up on prisonplanet.com right now, but we're going to be playing the audio of that coming up. And if the men who did this are listening, then they are certainly welcome to call into the show today. Listening to them, there's no doubt they're listeners. And I want to get them on to give them the proper credit there with We Are Change, but not some fellas that I've seen before or that I know. They did this out on Long Island. BBC is talking about apologizing. That's being debated right now for 9/11 Truth hit piece. Remember that one about 6 months ago? It's talk of the worst recession since 1930s. That's the New York Sun. That was a depression in the 1930s. Talk of worst recession since 1930s. Subprime losses may reach $400 billion, Bloomberg reports. Also, why world should ban human cloning? Expert, medical expert at the United Nations says, but see, they'll just ban it so they can regulate it and control it. Cloning, a giant step. For the first time, scientists have created dozens of clone embryos from adult primates. But what are the implications of this technical breakthrough for the future of mankind? They can clone humans. They've been cloning for decades. Now they're just admitting it. More on the banking situation. U.S. banks agree on Superfund. Wall Street Journal reports, dollar hits 18th month low versus the yen on credit jitters. Big Ron Paul news, he says he's not interested in joining a third party run if he doesn't get the Republican nominations. And donations honoring Veterans Day for Ron Paul campaign to top 2,000. That was yesterday. Giving started yesterday, goes through today. Of course, the 11th is Veterans Day, but the 12th is when it is celebrated. We do salute the veterans out there, so we'll be breaking that down as well. The Clinton camp admits to planting questions, admitted to planting questions in Iowa, staging events. What's new about that? It just shows from FEMA staging newscast to staged questions, that's how these people operate. Intel official says say goodbye to privacy. There's no more Fourth Amendment. They openly declare war on America. Supreme Court could take gun case considering banning handguns. Yes, it's actually beginning to happen right now. Incredible news. We need to get Gun Owners of America back on. That's why I'm telling you, the fight is now, ladies and gentlemen, on the Second Amendment. Go to gunowners.org and join today. You're insane if you don't. I read a little bit of this on air a month ago when it first came out, but I didn't read more than a few paragraphs. And it's such a huge treatise, and it's basically got much of the info that I independently have researched. That's why I know it's accurate. But just a great job from the Idaho Observer. This was first posted in globalresearch.ca. I'm going to get it reposted. It's posted a month ago on prisonplanet.com. But regardless, just type the radiation poisoning of America. We're going to create radiation poisoning sections. We've created a vaccine poisoning section because these are things that are not debatable. And I thought today this would probably take an hour to read. It's 12 pages of tiny print. But it's such a public service that some hour today I'm going to try to read it all. Not that I'm a good news reader. You'll have to bear with me. But we're not a society of readers, so I'm just going to have to read it on air to get it out there. And there's just so much other news, ladies and gentlemen. Very important broadcast today. We'll be live for the next 2 hours and 55 minutes. By the way, Loose Change Final Cut is out. You can view it right now at PrisonPlanet.com.
It is a big idea. a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, before I get into all the economic news as it continues to unravel, we're going to have open phones today. I'm going to get into really serious medical news on the poisoning, the radiation poisoning of America. And we are also going to get into a bunch of other news concerning the war. Before we do that, I want to play you the audio, and this is the way it's done. This is one of the best confrontations I've seen. It's done with precision. They present him with New York Observer and all these other mainstream news articles, where Rupert Murdoch is not just raising campaign money for her secretly for the last few years, now publicly, but also strategizing for her, and Roger Ailes is helping her as well. And they confront him with all these documents, Sean Hannity, showing that he's a fake conservative. I mean, at least the UN is evil openly and wants world socialism with the banks controlling us and wants world regulation and control. Bush and the rest of these guys act like they're conservatives and then triple the size of the government and the budget and double the size of the deficit and triple the size of the BATF and their federal courts with Republican judges go after the Second Amendment. I mean, I've heard Sean Hannity before talk for 20 minutes about how we got to control the borders, and then his solution is Bush's guest worker plan, which is total amnesty, total capitulation. And so I've just had enough of him, and everywhere he goes, this is what needs to happen. And, of course, Hannity's handler assaulted the camera guy, hit the camera. You do that to anybody else, you get arrested. You do that to a cop or you do that to a citizen and police are watching and there were police there, you will be arrested for wham, slamming somebody's camera when they're not even in somebody's face. They're being polite and they go after the camera. There's also another video of a Fox News cameraman at another event because people are 30 feet behind him with 9/11 inside job signs on a street corner, and he comes over and rips the sign out of his hand, rips it partially in half. I mean, that's just how these people operate. So without further ado, the first bit of audio is him driving along in his car with his friend talking about why they're going to confront Sean Hannity. Then they do confront Sean Hannity. And again, I salute these men. Here it is.
All right, so we're on our way to Long Island to visit Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity is a very popular, nationally syndicated radio host. And his job, literally, is to sort of pacify conservatives, people that would be normally concerned about some of the serious things going on in the country, some of the people that would really be reacting against the likes of George Bush. But Hannity's job really is to sort of pacify these people and make them forget about unconstitutional legislation, the Second Amendment, and instead what he does is he focuses all his venom onto this entity that he refers to as liberals. And so everything is liberals this, liberals that. Certainly liberals do their fair share of harm. But Hannity really pushes this left-right paradigm and really drives a wedge between the American people so that we're not fighting the real, true problem, which is, you know, the top-down real paradigm of liberty versus tyranny. So Sean Hannity really needs to be confronted, so hopefully we're going to meet up with him tonight.
Sean, how you doing? Great American.
Nice to see you.
Can I shake your hand?
What's your name?
My name is Matt, and your hair looks great, by the way. Okay. I just wanted to show you this. This is a copy of a few mainstream articles. Rupert Murdoch actually is holding a lot of fundraisers for Hillary. This guy owns Fox, and so you might want to check that out. I brought some other stuff for you. Here's a Constitution. You might want to read that over.
I think I've read it.
Ron Paul card. You might want to check out. Have you ever checked out Infowars.com?
Not one by one. You going to give everything in the folder?
I got, yeah, I just wanted to have
them. One by one.
Other people that
okay,
on,
I'm
time to give
I got Newt Gingrich here. He's against the First Amendment. You want to check that out if you can. Here's the North American Union, SPP.gov. And Sean Hannity, great to meet you, sir.
Very nice to meet you. Good luck.
New World Order is going down. Neoconservatives are going to fail. You've been exposed.
All right, sir. You are a yellow journalist and a propagandist. You will be exposed. There you go, Sean Hannity. You just got yours.
Well, Matt, so we just met the great Sean Hannity, and he was very kind, he was genuine, he smiled at me.
He smiled right at the camera, too.
He did, and I'm inspired right now. I'm inspired to go get an American flag and just wave it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I met Sean.
So you can go up and watch a little bit of the end of that video up on PrisonPlanet.com. But when he brought up the fact that Hillary's being basically handled by Fox, Hannity turned white. He looked like a deer in the headlights. And when they said Infowars.com, they said Ron Paul, he smiled and said, oh, you're one of them. Then they said Infowars.com. He suddenly looked with fear at the camera. What are you scared of, Sean, that we're going to show people that you're bought and paid for by the New World Order? I mean, this guy, I've seen him on TV say, arrest all militia members in the U.S. I've seen him say every child needs a microchip. I've seen him push Big Brother, and I'm tired of it. Okay, I went and confronted Janet Reno and all the rest of these people under Clinton, and I'm glad to see other people out confronting the likes of you. You are not real conservatives. And I'm tired of you giving us a bad name. It's like I'm tired of Benny Hinn and people giving Christians a bad name. We're tired of it, and we're not putting up with you anymore. So very, very exciting to be able to see that video. It's you've got to see Sean Hannity's face. Again, that's in the main page, about halfway down on PrisonPlanet.com. You can go watch that right now. Speaking of what's happening in this country and the attack on our liberties that is bipartisan, this is from McClatchy Tribune, High Court to look at ban on handguns. Just last Friday, we had Gun Owners of America Chairman Larry Pratt on to talk about in the UN treaty our government's trying to pass right now. Law of the Sea Treaty, UN regulation of what guns can go over the seas, and to regulate and ban the transport of small arms to this nation and others. It's all about them having the guns and humanity not having them so they can have their way with us like they've done in 100-plus countries, like Rwanda. High court to look at ban on handguns. The Supreme Court will discuss gun control today in a private conference that soon could explode publicly. Behind closed doors, the nine justices will consider taking a case that challenges the District of Columbia's stringent handgun ban. Their ultimate decision will shape, you hear that? Their ultimate decision will shape how far other cities and states can go with their own gun restrictions if they rule. The Supreme Court has never heard in 30-plus years on the D.C. handgun ban. And if they rule in favor of it, then, ladies and gentlemen, the states and the cities will move with handgun restrictions, like Chicago and L.A. and others have already done, New York, and the victim disarmament zone that it is. We are in deep trouble, ladies and gentlemen, because many top Second Amendment strategists and experts who chronicle and track all this say the Supreme Court is likely to come out with a ruling that sounds okay to people on the surface. Okay, well, you can have some restrictions. Well, once you say you can have restrictions, it's over. We're in a lot of trouble here, ladies and gentlemen. If the court decides to take it up, it's very likely it will end up being the most important Second Amendment case in history, said Dennis Hennigan, the legal director of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, like the guns come out of their boxes and do it themselves. Hennigan predicted it's more likely than not that the necessary four justices will vote to consider the case. The court will announce its decision Tuesday, that's tomorrow, and oral arguments could be heard next year. Texas, Florida, and 11 other states weighed in on behalf of gun owners, thank goodness, who are challenging D.C.'s strict gun laws. You mean their ban, the victims. New York and three other states want the gun restrictions upheld. Pediatricians filed a brief supporting the ban. Oh! A Northern California gun dealer, Russell Nordic, filed a brief opposing it. And you can link through on PrisonPlanet.com and read the rest of the lengthy story. There it is, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what we're facing right now as a society. That's what we're dealing with right now. And those are the type of stakes that we're fighting for. The toll-free number to join us, wide-open phones throughout the broadcast today on the Second Amendment, on the brewing war, on the plunging dollar, on what's happening to the economy, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Later in the broadcast, I'm going to cover a story by Amy Worthington. And I've done years of research on cell phone towers, and we've covered hundreds of articles here, but I've never done what she's done at the Idaho Observer and also posted at Global Research to go through and condense it all, though it is 12 pages, that is condensed, into the admissions. And I heard George Gordon last night as a Sunday radio program, and I was listening to him locally, and I heard him reading for 30 minutes driving home most of this article, a large portion of it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember having that article a month ago. I should have covered that, and I realized I haven't done a good job. Just like on vaccines, I haven't done a good enough job. We're going to expand our vaccine site on Prison Planet that shows you there is no law you have to take it, that there are waivers for schools, that it still has mercury in it, and all the studies that it's killing people and causing autism and the rest of it and sudden death infant syndrome. We've done that. We're going to keep beefing that up. We have limited staff, though. But listen, there's people out there who are more skilled and more intelligent than I. Why don't you go build websites with all this? And just focus on it. I'll link to it. I mean, I'll clone it or clone what we've posted. We need to get this out to people. And we're going to create a section on the site on radiation exposure, radiation pollution, because this is not debatable. This is not debatable. And this is a subject we're going to be covering. And there's a bunch of others we're creating data pages on to try to save people. This is important work. And that's it. I've been rationalizing and saying I'm not going to use a cell phone, but still doing it. I'm getting rid of my cell phone. That's it. Okay? All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm going to leave you.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 objectives of international communism was to have America become involved in free trade? Without tariffs on cheaply produced foreign goods, our manufacturing base, which would not be able to compete, would be forced to move their manufacturing plants overseas or to Mexico. This would throw millions of workers out of work and completely destroy the middle class that has made America great. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 and request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871. The most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
The next stop that we make will be mine. Come on, the boat to Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep on riding on through.
Your call's coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. Look at some of the medical news I've got today. The radiation poisoning of America, birth control pill linked to cervical cancer, U.S. among worst in world for infant death, plague blame for biologist death, yet's USA Today. Fear of dynasty denies Hillary Clinton votes. Bill Clinton is finding it difficult to transfer votes, affections from him to his wife, as opponents exploit concerns that two dynasties, the Bush and Clinton families, had dominated American politics for 28 years. Absolutely. Democrats are confronting Bush over his spending, pointing out he's not a conservative. Government seeks to redefine privacy, saying there is no Fourth Amendment. Absolutely huge. Hugo Chavez got in an argument with the King of Spain, with the King of Spain screaming, "Why don't you just shut up?" on national television. Soldiers in England for their Veterans Day yesterday were not allowed to carry rifles. Again, that's the image for the public. But the government can then arm the police, which they never have done, against the public, but then the military can't show their rifles. It's all part of conditioning. Also, top biological chemical weapons expert says she's been stalked, threatened. A lot of the things have happened. Jill Decker, she says, "I feared I'd end up dead in the woods," like Dr. David Kelly says, biologist, biological warfare expert who criticized Britain and U.S. says. That is just some of what is coming up today. But one of the stories here that's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now, BBC to apologize for 9/11 truth hit piece, scandal hit network, desperately scrambles to offset legal action over lies and bias in February 2007 documentary. The BBC could be forced to apologize and admit mass public deception for airing a documentary on the 9/11 truth movement that was clearly riddled with errors, lies, and bias as the scandal-hit corporation desperately squirms to avoid a potential case brought by a British scientist, John A. Blacker. Let's get him on. A qualified physicist and mechanical engineer and a member of the Scholar for 9/11 Truth and Justice is currently engaged in a pre-action protocol with the BBC in an attempt to settle out of court and get an apology from the broadcaster. It's supposedly government-funded, so they have to be answerable to people, as well as a guarantee that the program will not be ever shown again on television. In a letter to the BBC, Blacker cites a catalog of errors, distortions, and outright lies that were contained in the program, arguing that the documentary is an insult to those that lost their lives on 9/11. The Conspiracy Files team spoke to and recorded the testimony of many eyewitnesses, firefighters, police officers, and public high witnesses, also officialdom high witnesses, and had access to written testimony from many high witnesses, what they call it in England, via official sites on the website that he has a link to. Yet not one single high witness was presented in the documentary to put the truth in perspective, he adds. The Conspiracy Files documentary was a work of total public deception from start to end, particularly crafted to stealthily deceive and forward nothing which was conclusive either one way or the other. In other words, perfect yellow journalism, propaganda journalism, by stealth, omissions, and deceptions, Blacker concludes, after citing dozens of examples of bias, fraud, and agenda-driven presentation, and a clear sign that the BBC are struggling to form a case for the legal defense of the program. They have put back a meeting with Blacker for the third time in succession, now agreeing to a late November date. In our review of the documentary, we slammed the program as a tissue of lies, bias, and emotional manipulation from beginning to end, listing 17 clear examples of gross inaccuracy, distortions, obfuscations, and character smears. After the show aired in the UK, producer Guy Smith appeared on the Alex Jones Show but failed miserably to address these concerns, only being able to repeat empty sound bites about how the show was intended to be an impartial investigation. Come back, get into your phone calls and a lot of other news in the next 2.5 hours that we have left. Again, I am honored to be your host. This is the GCN Radio Network, JonesReport.com and TruthNews.us are two excellent sites.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes.
Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll settle the score when our cannons will roar revolution. We'll be right back. Roll away the dawn and let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty. Sweet liberty.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, about to go to your phone calls. Now, I'm told this is Jason somehow involved with the Sean Hannity being confronted. And I'm told he's been confronted all over the country, wherever he goes now. We just played that at the start of the show, where they eloquently expose that Fox News is behind Hillary, something they don't want known. They want to keep that false paradigm going of left-right. Jason, were you there? What do you know about this video?
Hi, Alex. Actually, it has to do with the Giuliani confrontation video that was posted last night in Loveland, Colorado.
Okay, so there's so many. I was just told We Are Change calling in about the video. Yes, I've seen the Giuliani. It's up on Prison Planet. Tell folks about that.
Right. Well, we were there Saturday. There was about 10 or 12 of us. Literally what we did is we had four different confronters. We had Sander Hicks in from New York. He was reporting with us and interviewing with us on prior knowledge and whistleblowers. And so what we did was we kind of coordinated this attack with the idea that we're going to have Sander Hicks question him on the Peter Jennings video that he did on September 11th and ask him about the prior knowledge and the buildings of 1 and 2 coming down. And so he confronted, and I just want to kind of make this clear because it's not clear in the video, he confronted Giuliani two times before he actually was, we blew that situation up. So essentially we stationed a cameraman and a protester on every door in every locale. So if you analyze that video, we have angles that are just unbelievable.
That's right. I mean, there's so many great confrontations now that it's hard to cover them all, but we do have a link to the video up on the site, and it even made some local newspapers in the news that people were thrown out. Tell folks what happened.
Well, we gave him the opportunity to answer that. He brushed Sander Hicks off twice, so I made the phone call, had Adam. He was the first guy who came in yelling. He was yelling about the World Trade Center attacks going off, and Giuliani just cackled in his typical cackle. Started sipping coffee. Well, they dragged him down. You could hear in the background, if you turn this volume up, people yelling, tase him, bro, tase him, tase him. And it was just insane. So after they drug him out, it was my chance. I was on the chair, and what happened was I started yelling. A gentleman, and this is on the Fox News local broadcast, came up and punched me twice in the stomach, took me off guard. I yelled at him. I was like, don't punch me, bro. And I said, that's assault to him. And you can kind of pick that out of the video.
Look, it's time to file charges. These Fox camera people and others keep assaulting folks. There's even
This is not Fox cameraman. This was a standard buyer, just somebody right next to me, punched me twice, and he was like, shut up. But, you know, this kind of is a precedent that's being set out there. A lot of these Hannity folks...
Yeah, Daily Kos just reported that one of their top people... they were calling for him to be arrested for asking a question during a question and answer, a nice question. So, I mean, it's getting crazy when he went to Hannity threatening to arrest him. I mean, it's just they think there's no First Amendment.
Right. Well, you know, they're out there saying that 9/11 truthers need to be rounded up and put in jail cells. They're telling us that we need to be tased and everything else. And so when these people are out there, I mean, this Giuliani audience was a prime example of this. And so they think it's okay to come up there and violate my civil liberties by punching me in the stomach. And that happened there, and there's multiple other incidences.
How hard did he punch you?
Well, I was so pumped up with adrenaline, I just looked at him, and like he just started quivering. I just looked at him, and I'm like, that was assault. And he literally just ran off, like cowering. I couldn't even believe it. But, you know, I just dug into...
another enemy of the Republic.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, it was absolutely amazing. And you're so right. You know, I've been listening to you for a few years now. And you get into that situation, and you're almost out of body. You're just watching yourself go to town on these guys. And it's the spirit. It starts to flow through you, and you just start to work.
The enemy will be defeated. Listen, have you seen the Hannity video when they say Infowars.com? He goes from laughing to looking scared.
Oh, absolutely. These guys know what they're doing, you know. And Giuliani couldn't even look me in the eyes. I literally just got frustrated. I took a picture of him for a little momentum, and I jumped down because the cop is pulling on me. But to get the credit of the Loveland police officer, there's some credit. They were very professional. One of the cops was standing right next to me. He gave me a minute on that chair to speak. And it was just a fascinating ordeal. Just to kind of throw some plugs out there, I don't know how much time you got. I'm the administrator of TruthAlliance.net. You can go check out the article that we wrote up there. And we also posted the video there. Also a site administrator for wearechangecolorado.org.
Good job.
And so I'm a co-founder of truthalliance.net. I would love to talk to you about that someday. But today I just want to talk to you about the event with Giuliani.
Yeah, but I mean, run down what happened. Give us the blow-by-blow.
Well, yeah, after my confrontation, I jumped off that chair. I was drug out, told to get off the property, which I complied. After that, one of our other We Are Change folks, he positioned himself in behind Giuliani. He started yelling at him, calling him a crook and a criminal. He was drug off the scene. And then after that, Giuliani did a press conference where he was specifically questioned on why is he being confronted all this. And, you know, of course, he gave the usual thing that this is America and this happens, but, you know, a lot of people are emotionally charged about 9/11. So after that press conference, he started filing out, getting ready to get in his car. That's when Sandra Hicks from SandraHicks.com, new NYC reporter, investigative journalist for 9/11, approached him and asked him about the prior knowledge, and then he was drug off as a result. And he was actually being arrested, fortunately, because of some of our smart-thinking 9/11 truth activists. They got in their face and said, why is this man being arrested? Why is this a man? We had multiple cameras on this shot. And
so he politely asked the question, and, oh, that's a crime. Seize him immediately.
Oh, absolutely. And you can see all this stuff. It's up on the Internet right now. And,
we'll get a report out on it, too, and we'll post your report. Good job, my friend. Keep it up. And, again, there's so much great stuff happening. I have trouble even keeping track of it all. But plug the site again where folks can watch the video.
TruthAlliance.net. You can go see the video on there. It's on the front page.
Sure. TruthAlliance.net. Fabulous job, my friend. God bless you. Wow. That's exciting. Alex in Deutschland. Alex, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Correct. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You might remember me calling in before a couple of months ago about my German dub of Terror Storm.
Yes, I remember, yes.
And we've now finished dubs for two more of your movies. We're also halfway done with Terror Storm 2nd Edition, and we are prepping for Endgame right now also.
Well, good. I allow it to be out on Google Video. It's not the highest quality. It's better for folks to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and download it in super high quality if you're going to take the time to watch it. But for folks that just run into it, it's a great way to get the word out, and that's my main goal and my main focus.
Absolutely. And so we've now finished Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State, and Police State 3. And we're about to start recording on Terror Storm 2nd Edition, and after that, I would really love to do the pro-gun movie, Innocence Betrayed by Jews for Preservation of Firearm Ownership, because this issue is absolutely underrepresented in the German truth movement.
Well, and, that's not my film, and I know they guard their copyrights very closely over at JPFL.
I absolutely need to. I need to ask them first. I need to initiate the contact first, but I'd really love to do that because it's an amazing film, and if the Americans do not stop the gun grabbers, you're going to end up where we are now in Germany, where it is absolutely impossible for you to get a concealed carry permit if you're not a cop off duty or, say, a high-key witness in a mafia case or something. You see, I'm 23 years old. I have no criminal record. I do not take any drugs. I'm on no medication, and I would have to undergo a psychological evaluation if I wanted to get a license for a semi-automatic handgun for sporting purposes. So that's kind of like...
No, I know. For all intents and
now in Germany.
For all intents and purposes, there's a gun ban, a victim disarmament ban in much of Europe. Switzerland hasn't done that yet. That's why they have the lowest crime rate in Europe. England has totally banned guns, and their crime rate has more than doubled in the last 10 years since the ban. They've even shut down a little shooting clubs, and it's all part of slavery. Slaves are disarmed, and it's happening here in the U.S., and we need to fight it. Well, your website's InfoKrieg, isn't it?
InfoKrieg.tv, and you asked me for my contact info. I have sent it to you a bunch of times, but it probably got buried on a lot of stuff because you're so busy, but I'd really love to become an official, an official satellite of Prison Planet, because that's what I always intended to be, because you're the best guys out there, and I'd love to make your work available and break the information barrier, the language barrier for people.
And my friend, don't wait for orders from headquarters. I'm glad you've translated the films, and I'm glad that you're welcome to take any of our articles and translate them into German if you'd like, and we just appreciate you. God bless you, my friend. Let's go to... Who's up next here? Joel in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to call and mention about the, I just wanted to let you know, do you know about the World Trade Center South Side, where it was damaged?
Well, I've seen TV show, the World Financial Center, with a big gouge out of it, but I've seen the so-called damage on the corner of the building where you got about a floor or two gouged in a little bit there. I know that NIST says that didn't cause any structural damage and didn't cause the collapse. And NIST says the fuel oil tank didn't. That's the federal government saying that. But then the, quote, debunkers run around and claim that that's why Building 7 fell symmetrically at free fall speeds.
That's interesting. But also, weren't there also eyewitnesses that mentioned, especially firefighters, that saw the building leaning? I'm not trying to get in an argument. I just wanted to know if you knew that.
No, I have never seen the, quote, building leaning. There's photos and video of the building not leaning. And they've also put out a picture of the World Financial Center with a larger chunk out of it saying that's Building 7. And then they've had to admit that that was actually the World Financial Center. The World Financial Center was kind of cream-colored. And then the other one was kind of a brickish brown color. Building 7 was. We have the NIST report, the National Organization, the federal government that studies that, National Institute of Standards and Technology, saying that it was not structural damage that made Building 7 fall. That didn't answer your question?
I actually did not read that, though. I was just wondering if you knew all the other stuff. Thanks for letting me know that.
You bet. I mean, do you legitimately, you're really asking that question, or are you one of the quote, debunkers?
No, but I've actually read debunkers, and I just wanted to ask if you just knew about that information. I don't know much about it. I'm only like 19 years old, man. I'm not like...
Let me ask you this. Did damage to the building cause the BBC to announce that it had fallen due to fires and structural damage 25 minutes before it fell?
Well, they had people saying that the building was leaning once again. Even firefighters just said that.
But if it was leaning, it would have fallen over leaning or would have partially collapsed, sir. They had a countdown. I mean, was it a magic countdown since it was leaning, which it wasn't, a magic countdown for exactly when it was going to fall? How'd they have a magic countdown? How did they magically know when it was going to fall?
I don't know.
Yeah. Listen, I really appreciate your call. I'm glad that I can answer your question. The bigger question is, did damage to Building 7 cause the hijackers to be trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, the Defense Language School, and for two U.S. embassy heads to be ordered to let them back into the country and to be told they were U.S. government agents? Did a small gouge in the side of the building... And by the way, there are official debris field and damage diagrams and photos out there on the New York City websites, on this website, showing that only the dust and light debris hit Building 7. Did that cause 44,000 U.S. troops to mash in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan for the invasion of Afghanistan? See, they were pre-deployed to attack Afghanistan beforehand. A massive deployment, quietly for several months before. Did the North Tower fall cause them to deploy the troops 2 months before? Did they cause them to found Al-Qaeda or protect bin Laden? Did they cause the bin Ladens to be British intel agents and on board the Carlyle Group? Did they cause any of that? Maybe they did. Maybe tower falling did do all that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Continuing with wide open telephones, tons of news and information, medical news, war news, economy news I haven't even gotten to yet in the second hour. John in Texas, thanks for holding here on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I was glad to talk today, Elliot, and after the Patriot movement.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to just make a brief statement. I'm a veteran. I fought in Vietnam. I got my draft notice in 1969. I was a dedicated conservative, anti-communist. I thought we were stopping a red menace in Vietnam. So I went over there, and the war had totally broke down. It was a total mess. A lot of stuff I'm seeing in Iraq was going on there as far as the crime and the corruption. And
they fund the warlords on Iraq to keep it going, and people. I talked to the Special Forces commanders.
Anyway, I came back totally disillusioned. I got hold of a book, I think it was by Anthony Sutton, called Red Carpet, that said that the communism was a fraud, that when the supposed enemies of communism landed in Moscow or Peking, it was like open arms, hugs, and kisses.
Absolute declassified fact. When Sutton wrote that, he was going off of internal documents because he'd been in Congress, worked in Congress with people there. Now it's even on History Channel that our government put Mao in. Go ahead.
But anyway, I started listening to after I read that book, I started listening to a Jewish commentator for the John Birch Society, Alan Stang. And for him, I got educated about the New World Order, and I joined the society. I was in it for a number of years. And so I pretty much know what's going on. But my question to you is, don't you think that the Ron Paul candidacy is almost is going to be it'll prove whether the InfoWars is a success or a failure if he don't make it?
It's already a success, sir, breaking the all-time campaign money raised. It shows us we can get grassroots movements. It shows us we have huge grassroots support for a candidate who's anti-UN, anti-Federal Reserve, pro-US, pro-border. It shows we're the majority. He's got liberals, conservatives, libertarians supporting him. The left is waking up and buying guns and finding out about big government working for corporations. The paradigm's being shattered. For the first time in modern history, over 100 years, both parties are out of favor with an 11% approval rating each in Congress. Sir, just because we try, we win. Just because we move the ball down the field means we win. Regardless, he injects real issues. We've already won.
I got my bumper stickers on my car, and I got my Ron Paul sign in the front yard. And
Ron Paul is like a Marine Corps force recon camp, basically, who just makes us grow our muscles. We have become atrophied. We hadn't been politically involved. We hadn't been informed. If Ron Paul doesn't win, we grew the movement. We grew the muscles.
I've been involved in politics. I met Ronald Reagan personally and I dropped out. I got disillusioned, but I'm back in now, and I'm getting on my knees and pray that we're going to be successful with Ron Paul.
Good job, sir, and God bless you. Your service to this country is not lessened by the fact that it was a fraud. You thought you were fighting for this country and liberty and freedom, and again, we just salute all of our veterans out there. Here's another analogy. Let's say it's your first marathon. You've been training for it for 3 or 4 months. You run 20 of the 23 miles. You twist your ankle on the 20th mile, and you've got to limp off and, you know, get somebody to give you a ride back to your car. Now, did you fail? Did you not do a good job? Did you lose? No, you won. You ran 20 miles. You know, people think they can't quit smoking cigarettes or quit drinking because, well, I only quit for a month and I went back on it. At least you tried. Trying is what it's all about. Getting on the field, taking action, putting your helmet on and hitting them hard every play. That's what matters, and you will develop into Liberty champions. You will have victories if you just keep trying. You know, we lost the first dozen-plus battles with the British, but we started winning them in the end. It's perseverance. It's perseverance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.